And welcome back to Living Like a Villain featuring Rihanna. This is a new podcast talking about basically how life is, bro. So, I'm currently sick, but you know what bothers me? When I'm sick, right? And then I get mad because I miss my school friends. And I do love my school friends, well, some of them, but... You know, I just feel as if maybe if I wasn't this sick, I could be at school with them. I mean, like, because I'm sick, I don't have to worry about, like, school or whatever. But then I gotta worry about my health. And it's like, bro, I don't want to worry about my health right now. I want to worry about school and I want to worry about food. So, yeah, I'm a little upset right now, but other than that, I'm chilling. So let's talk about Daily News and what they've been reporting. So, Cardi B went on a vacation with Offset, and she wore this really risque yellow bikini. But honestly, it's super cute. So. Anyone that, you know, thinks otherwise is dumb as fuck. Sorry. Outrage over Rape Day game. Alright, so there's this game where you can basically rape a female. And I just want to know whose idea it was, because I want to meet them and beat them up. Like, how... And it says that Rape Day is aimed at the 4% of the general population who are sociopaths, according to the developers. So you made a game just for sociopaths? You sound dumb. Like, you sound really dumb right now. I don't know what you want me to say. It's dumb overall. Okay, next. Travis Scott deleted Instagram for Kylie Jenner. All right, so as you guys may have known, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are a thing, but then Kylie accused Travis of cheating, and he's been doing everything to make it up for her. Like, it's kind of sweet, but he deleted Instagram. Like, you honestly, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen. Like, if you really love somebody, these are the measures you will go to just so that they could forgive you. I mean, but personally, I just don't know why he's, because if he really wasn't cheating, then why is he doing so much to make her, like, yeah. But that's not my business. Personally, maybe it's just how I feel or what I'm thinking, but yeah. On more enthusiastic news, a man's enthusiastic dog jumps from car into McDonald's drive-thru window. Oh, he's so cute. That's funny. Oh my God. All right, going back to sad news. So I'm assuming you guys know that R. Kelly had his first interview since he's been arrested. And he basically snapped. He said, "I'm fighting for my effing life." He had to be restrained during his interview since these sex charges. That's dumb. Oh my God. I feel like he's putting on an act for America to feel bad for him, but in reality, he's actually, like, doing all this. Because if he wasn't doing all this, then he wouldn't have been arrested. Dumb. He told King, "Quit playing. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my effing life." But if you didn't do this stuff, then why did you get arrested for the charges? Oh, Lord. He sound dumb. Sick of him. He could go somewhere. Man guilty of manslaughter for attacking victim after girlfriend said he called her a dirty immigrant. So he actually killed this person with literally one punch. I think it's kind of sweet that he did that for his girlfriend, but then that's a little, like, extreme. Like, he could have said, "Bro, don't talk to my girlfriend. Don't do any of that." But, you know, we just want to kill people because that's the society we live in. So, as you guys know, Pete Davidson has a new girlfriend. And Matt Rife, who dated his new girlfriend, Kate Beckinsale. Yeah, Kate Beckinsale. But they broke up, right? And he told Pete Davidson to be careful. Now, I'm wondering if maybe... Sorry. I'm wondering if maybe, you know, she's a little slippery, or if he's threatening her. So this should be something to, you know, stay tuned for, because I kind of wonder. Bless you. Thank you. I kind of wonder what's about to happen. And then he also said, I wish them both the best. I hope they're happy. I don't really have any solid advice. Just be careful. Oh, that means she's a slippery slope. So I wonder if she's a cheater. I gotta look more into that. Oh my God, going back to this Michael Jackson thing, huh? He started masturbating me. I said no. Devastating testimony of cancer patient 13 who claims Jackson molested him. So, as you guys know, or if you don't know, I'm gonna say it anyways. We can't let people rest in peace anymore. And we just gotta bother and rock the grave, right? So now that Michael Jackson's dead, well, he's been dead for a while, but people are now bringing up claims that he molested them, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying that he didn't do it. It's just like, can we let this man rest in peace? But, yeah. I mean, it's not like they can arrest him or anything. Unless they finna just put a whole dead body into a jail. Okay. So, model says she was refused. Plus, model says that she was refused entry to Miami venue because of rapper Future's discrimination. He, in that quote, said, no fatties in the club. Now, personally, all right, so I'm a thick person, all right? I got a lot of body. And I just feel as if you shouldn't be saying that, especially when you got fans, bro. Like, and honestly, you sound like a dumb blank. Okay? So I'm going to read you the messages between her and Future. This is her. Future, I'm the woman who was discriminated against with a friend. Can you then say if it's true for everyone that you do not support Story Miami Club and their fatphobic ways for literally telling me and my friend not to come on your behalf and lying to us? That it was per your request that no fatties were allowed. Also, my publicist tried contacting your publicist without response. Then Future said, you lied on my name. You should have said Story told you that shit. You said my name. You lied on me. He's illiterate. Anyways. So she said, long story short, my people have been trying to reach your people the entire day to clear this up. We are not in the business of spreading rumors, but we spread awareness. My representation is not hiding, and they're accessible. You're choosing to have your name associated with this behavior, but not cooperating or answering. If you condone this behavior, you're not your call, not mine. He said, you condone accusing the wrong person and lying. That's evil. Spread the truth next time. When you falsely accuse someone, your call. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but Future then tweeted, stop capping on my name. I love all women. I don't know. I'll update you guys on this one. Kylie and Kendall are now going to start selling swimsuits, just so you know. Hillary Clinton posts Mean Girls meme after Trump trolls her for not running in 2020. So basically, Trump said, in parentheses, crooked, out of parentheses, Hillary Clinton confirms she will not run in 2020, rules out a third bid for White House. Aw, shucks, does that mean I won't get to run against her again? She will be sorely missed. So then Hillary Clinton posted, why are you so obsessed with me? Oh my god, he's a dumb person. Like, why is he even president? Oh yeah, because he has money and he doesn't have common sense. So yeah. Okay, so as you guys don't know, Luke Perry died. And if you guys don't know who that is, if you guys watch Riverdale, he was Archie's dad. And he was also in 90210, I think that's called. But yeah, he died after a stroke. And he supposedly gave all his assets to his son and his daughter. That's good. Oh my god, and he had a whole, oh my god, he had a whole fiance. That's tough. Sorry. Paris Jackson has fun on social media amid outcry after over leaving Neverland documentary. Don't take life too seriously. Life already takes itself serious enough as it is. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but okay. So Wendy Williams opens up about her decade-long cocaine habit after return to TV. Wow. Is that why she was gone for so long? Is she recovering? Alright, I'm gonna just give you guys the whole, well, some of the articles. Wendy Williams opened up about her drug addiction on her TV show on Tuesday, saying she is a walking addict. Williams, who returned to her show from a two-month absence on Monday, told viewers, "You know this about me. I told you I have my bout with substance abuse. Once you're a substance abuser, you have to battle that for the rest of your life. Crack is whack. I was a mess, killing myself. I realized I'm a walking addict. You can't just clean it up and stop it. I wasted a lot of my life burning my insides. You never know when it can pop up. I constantly have to watch the inside of my body because of hard partying, just a mess. I was a functioning addict," she said. "I report to work on time, and I'd walk in, and all my coworkers, including my bosses, would know. But since I would have my headphones on and walk in the studio, and they wouldn't fire me because I was making ratings, it was a miracle I was able to stop." That's good, but is that why she was always so hyper on TV, and her eyes were always so wide? Like, I always thought she was just, like, really hyper. All right, Will Smith faces backlash over his skin color. Critics say star is too light-skinned for role of Serena Williams' father in biopic. Everybody sounds dumb. I am sick of society. Like, really sick of society. How are you going to be too light? Bro, shut up. Oh yeah, if you guys didn't know, Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson are kind of a thing, and it's pretty cute. Even though, you know, they kind of look like sisters, and it kind of bothers me, but it's whatever. Let them do them. And they were cuddling. Yeah. But, teen spiked his stepdad's drinks with cattle tranquilizers. Wisconsin boy 17 charged after prank left man with slurred speech and droopy face. Oh, that's bad, bad. Kate and Meghan were reunited. The Duchess. Alright, so the Duchesses make rare joint appearance at Queen's party for Prince Charles. That's cute because there have been, like, a lot of different stories going around. So that's just a good sign. Okay, I like that. Teen killed in botched drug deal. Boy 17 arrested after a couple were shot and their bodies burned in car. Oh my god. I'm sick of you guys. Oh Lord Jesus. So a mom claims allergic reaction to vaping left her with agonizing skin rashes. Quote, "I felt like I was on fire." Oh no. That's crazy, bro. This is why we don't vape or smoke. Oh my god. I hate. Oh my god, really? I don't know if you guys want to hear this. All right, so, like, I love dogs. I have a dog myself. I just love all animals. Like, animals are, like, super, like, precious to me. Terrified dogs wait to be beaten to death and butchered in hellish Indonesian meat market. They were caged for the slaughter. That's crazy. I'm sick of these people. Like, personally, like, how? I'm not even going to get into it because then I'm going to start crying. But, yeah, that's all the news for today. If you want more tea, just tune in tomorrow and you'll get all the tea. Oh, we just got an update. R. Kelly lays blame for troubles. The singer rants and cries in the first interview since his arrest, says he's been assassinated by scorned women in social media. Bye. You sound dumb. But anyways, I'll see you guys later. Tune in tomorrow for more tea time. All right. Bye.